Nolte, CBS News caught broadcasting fake coronavirus footage for third time. By John Nolte on May 7, 2020. For the third time in as many months, far-left CBS News has been caught broadcasting fake coronavirus footage to manufacture a crisis narrative. In March, the fake news outlet was caught using film footage from an overwhelmed hospital in northern Italy in a report about New York City hospitals. After CBS was busted for this, the network apologized and said it would never do it again. The following month, CBS did it again, used the exact same Italian footage as a stand-in for New York. This month, CBS has been caught broadcasting staged footage involving coronavirus testing at Cherry Medical Center in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The segment aired on Friday, May 1, on CBS This Morning and featured a video of a long line of cars waiting to get a coronavirus test. The agenda, obviously, was to attack President Donald Trump for having failed to provide adequate testing facilities. According to a whistleblower, who spoke with James O'Keefe of Project Veritas, the long line was staged. Only one or two of the cars in the line featured actual patients. The other cars were employees from the medical facility who pulled into the line to make it look longer. So, the people in the cars are not patients? O'Keefe asks the whistleblower. Majority of them, the disguised whistleblower said. I do know, from talking with the testers that one or two of them were real patients, which added to their frustration because this line sat there for a while so they could organize the shot. A CBS News crew pulled medical professionals off the floor at the Cherry Medical Center in Grand Rapids, Michigan, to line up in their vehicles so a CBS film crew would have a long line for their COVID-19 coverage, Project Veritas reports. The insider told us that medical personnel were taken away from treating patients and making the line longer for actual patients wait for the COVID-19 test. On top of that, according to the Project Veritas report, because of the fake patients, the actual people who were in line to be tested had to wait a much longer than normal time to have their tests completed. In a statement, CBS News was forced to admit that at least one of the cars in the line was staged but denied having anything to do with it or knowing about it at the time. CBS News did not stage anything at the Cherry Health facility. Any suggestion to the contrary is 100% false. These allegations are alarming. We reached out to Cherry Health to address them immediately. They informed us for the first time that one of their chief officers told at least one staffer to get in the testing line along with real patients. No one from CBS News had any knowledge of this before tonight. They also said that their actions did not prevent any actual patients from being tested. CBS said it would remove the Cherry Health portion from the piece. But that's what CBS said about the Italian hospital footage before fraudulently using it again. Tasha Blackman, the president and CEO of the Cherry Health, told Project Veritas, I did see the line of cars in the video that you shared with me. I can assure you that I did not instruct any staff to get in their cars and line up, and I have no idea when it was filmed or who was in each car. In March of this year, along with Governor Gretchen Whitmer, DME, Joe Biden toured Cherry Health as a guest of the facility. He also held a short news conference there. So CBS News says Cherry Health did it. Cherry Health says, Nina, wasn't us. What we do know, though, is that CBS does agree the footage was faked to some degree and the network has been forced to pull it. What we do know is that this is the third time CBS News has broadcast fake news that makes things look worse than they are. What we also know is that these so-called mistakes only ever fall one way, in a way that is meant to damage Trump. That means they are not honest mistakes. Honest mistakes would sometimes fall the other way. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.